Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Aerosmith bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sarah Heiner. She's the president and the CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Bottom Line Personal is their periodical, and it's outstanding, folks. You'll love it. All the other publications they have, the yearbook, the health breakthrough book, the Bottom Line Health Breakthrough book, and on. Sarah, tell us, give us the website again, please.
BottomLineInc.com. And if they come to the store and use the code RADIO, they'll get 20% off whatever they buy.
Wow. How about that, folks? Thank you for that discount, Sarah. We like discounts. So check it out, folks. All right, so Sarah, this is a rather delicate subject, maybe indelicate is the way I should say. It's called the dormant butt syndrome. Explain.
Isn't that a great name?
Explain, yeah.
The dormant
butt syndrome. What would your grandmother think, though? That's the question, right?
Oh, my grandmother was hysterical. She would giggle away at what the dormant butt syndrome is. But I got to tell you, she never had it because in her day, she was up and active. And
she cooked 3 meals a day, probably, didn't she?
Oh, she cooked, she walked, she raised 3 kids without a husband because her husband had died early. Yeah, there's no question about that. Our grandmothers didn't have dormant butt syndrome.
That's right.
But we, who live on our butts, we sit in front of computers, we sit in front of televisions. What's happening is, besides the fact that all that sitting makes us more at risk of heart disease and stroke and all sorts of other, and diabetes and all sorts of other ailments, it's giving us lower back pain and hip pain. And frankly, I exercise every day, and I'm suffering from it right now. My hips are so tight because when you sit, it shortens your hip flexors, and it weakens your glutes. It really is probably your butt muscles, the gluteus maximus, that is weak and needs to be worked on if you're suffering from lower back pain, hip pain, and it's all our sitting.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. The more you have this syndrome, the dormant butt syndrome, the more susceptible you are to blood clots.
Yes, absolutely. And you told me you had a problem in your family.
That's right. That's right. Now that was a little bit of an extreme situation, but I can see how if you did that. I mean, if you were, you know, let's say you were a little overweight, or you really weren't getting any exercise or whatever, I can see where you could work. You could spend a long day at the office, eat lunch at your desk, and wind up with blood clots. And I'll tell you what, those things will kill you.
Yes. Well, that's the part where we are sitting too much. And even if you exercise an hour a day, you exercise and then you sit on your butt, it's about moving. So my father-in-law, he's 88 years old, and he had eaten poorly. He had smoked when he was young. Mm-hmm. But he has lived as long as he has because he exercised constantly. And I think he was oxygenating his body constantly. Mm-hmm. And when we sit around, you run the risk of clots. Our bodies are made to move, mm-hmm. and they're not moving. And what's happening is we're tightening up. We're not letting the blood flow. We're not letting.
Well, people don't realize that, you know, if you think blood has iron in it, folks, it's real iron, and iron is heavy. Blood is a heavy liquid, and when it seeks its own level. And whenever you sit, it's gonna be harder to pump that blood if you're not moving it around.
That is true. Movement
and that's not good for all the processes of your body, is it?
No, it's not at all. And again, back to these aches and pains. So if you have lower back pain, or if you have tight hips, it's easy enough to be able to off. What you want to do is offset that with exercises that aren't so hard, but mm-hmm. things that work on your butt muscles. Squats against the wall, lunges, side planks.
Just walk.
Pardon?
Just walk.
Yes, walk. But try to push your butt under. You know, if you think about our posture, we kind of slope. Right? We started because we sit so much, we look like 8. So you want to sit up with your shoulders.
No, you're right. I have to whenever I do a lot of stuff at my desk, I have to straighten up. You know, straighten my back. And
right, it's straighten your back. It's,
yep.
You kind of want to pull your shoulder blades down. It's a little to pull your shoulders back,
right?
And then you want to tilt your pelvis floor so that Again, you're working on those.
Don't let anybody near you with a camera while you're doing this, folks. But
now we all got the same problem.
That's right. Well, this is good. This is good advice, Sarah. And I feel better already from all this. You know, and of course I want to look good in heels. So that's another reason.
I wear a lot of heels and I walk a lot, but now I've started balancing it out and wearing flats more often. Or frankly, I'll go to the office.
I'm going to start wearing flats more often too. I think I'll try that too.
I wear socks around the office.
I need your website again, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com, and there's a story on the site about this.
Okay, good. Yeah, check it out, folks, and all the things we talk about here and so much more. It's great. Hey, Sarah, see you next month. Come back soon.
Absolutely.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, we love it when she joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.